Ready.
Good morning. I call this meeting, special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. It is 11:31 a.m., July 3rd, 2018. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission. With me are Commissioners Brian Krasius and Julie Fedorchak. So we have a quorum, only two items on the regular agenda. I don't have any opening comments. Do you, Commissioner Fedorchak?
No, I don't.
I'll turn it over to you then, Commissioner Krasius. Both items are from your portfolio.
All right. Well, good morning and happy early 4th of July to anyone listening. If it's okay with everyone, I'd like to move BK2 ahead of BK1.
Without objection, we'll take BK2 up first.
All right. On BK2, I move the commission assess an additional filing fee of $50,000 in Northern States Power Company Advanced Prudence 1550 megawatt wind generation application case number PU-17-120.
Second.
I'm not going to talk a whole lot about this. I'll provide more detail, but this was in effect to get more filing fees to additional filing fees to cover additional work, which I will get into as I talk about the next motion. So this was approved by the emergency commission to get the additional $50,000, or to be able to request that and get that from the company to continue to do work in analyzing the 1,550 megawatt wind generation portfolio that the company has put out, which includes Foxtail, which is 150 megawatts, Crown Ridge, 600 megawatts, Lake Benton, and that's in, Crown Ridge is in Codington County, South Dakota. Lake Benton is 100 megawatt project in Pipestone County, Minnesota. Clean Energy One is a 100 megawatt project in Mercer and Morton counties. In North Dakota, Blazing Star One is a 200 megawatt project in Lincoln County, Minnesota. Blazing Star Two, another 200 megawatt project in Lincoln County, Minnesota, and then in the Freeborn project, which is a 200 megawatt project in Freeborn County, Minnesota, and Worth and Mitchell counties in Iowa. I should say Foxtail is in Dickey County, North Dakota.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I will just say I had presented a question earlier, and there are some things, and I don't know how to define the distinction between them, some things that go through the emergency commission that just need to be approved by the emergency commission. There are other things that then subsequently also need, in addition to that, approval from the budget section. Our staff has checked this only needs the approval of the emergency commission, so it is all right, in fact, for us to go ahead before the budget section meets with us.
Yeah, and I should have added, and I apologize, that this was, the company actually requested the extension on the case, and due to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So that changed the equation in terms of how the numbers would look. They still had to, so they had to go back and reanalyze, recalculate their numbers, and as a result, we need an additional $50,000 for PA Consulting to continue to do the new work in addition to the work that's already been done.
Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, and secondly, I move the commission amend the the contract with PA Consulting Group for consulting services in Northern States Power Company Advanced Prudence 1550 megawatt wind generation application case number PU-17-120.
Second.
And again, I think I covered quite a bit of the reasoning, or, you know, generally speaking, the reasoning in terms of why they're going to continue to do the work. They are seeking another $35,000 in terms of being able to do this analysis. And the changes in the contract that is in place, so the amendments to the contract, the current contract, include scope of work, The scope of work is amended as follows. Contractor will provide additional review and analysis to include discovery requests and additional testimony regarding Northern States Power Company's supplement to application for advanced determination of prudence filed on May 18, 2018. Compensation, contract section 2 on the comp part. The compensation is amended as follows. The contract amount will change from not to exceed $150,000 to not to exceed $185,000. And the third amendment, third change to the contract would be the terms of the contract. The contract commenced on May 31st, 2017 to expire on July 31st, 2018, with an option to extend the contract up to three times for an additional period of time, not to exceed 12 months per extension. I know a lot of times when I first got to the commission, I would look at these amounts and think, wow, that's a significant amount of money to hire an outside consultant. But this is very detailed. It's very specialized work. PA Consulting has been used by the commission before with actually in other Northern States power cases. They're very good at what they do, and this is all in the best interests of the public to make sure that these projects are indeed prudent, because ultimately it all goes back to what consumers pay in terms of their utility charges. So it's very important that we take a look at these projects, both internally. Staff works very hard analyzing these internally, and having an outside perspective with a quality consultant, which PA Consulting is. So very important in terms of the overall process to be looking out for the best interests of the public, and having this type of analysis done by, again, a quality firm is very important.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
And that concludes my items.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? No announcements. We do have a work session this afternoon at 1 o'clock, but that's been noticed and everything, so we are adjourned. Thank you.